Last Sunday's gospel, you will recall, was the miracle at the wedding feast of Cana. In the course of the celebration, the wine runs out, and Mary, our Blessed Mother, intercedes on behalf of the embarrassed family to her son Jesus to come to their aid. And Jesus says to her a very strange thing: "My hour has not yet come." And then we hear the final words we'll hear in Scripture the Blessed Mother utters: "Do whatever he tells you," she tells the waiters. She also says that to all of us too: "Do whatever he tells you." This hour that Jesus speaks of is at that moment when the new way of life is about to begin, the proclamation of the kingdom, proclaiming a time of penance and a favor from the Lord. That this is going to happen if we move forward now. If he does this miracle, it all begins for Jesus. A new way is about to be proclaimed. In our first reading today, the Israelites are returning to Jerusalem after being held captive for many years in Babylon. And Nehemiah is preaching to them, reading to them from the scriptures, and we're told that the people are weeping, because as they hear the stories of how God has acted on their behalf, how he led them out of slavery, how he chose Israel to be his own special nation, they realize they had not lived up to what God had called them to be. They were reminded of how much they had lost in being disobedient, and they began to weep. But Nehemiah says, "No, don't do that. Today is a day of rejoicing, because God is doing something new for you. He is preparing you for a new way of life. So it's a day of celebration." When Jesus goes into the synagogue, he proclaims a passage from Isaiah who speaks of that future Messiah who will bring about the great things, the great changes for the world. And Jesus says, now it's fulfilled. That hour that he spoke of to his mother has now begun. A new way of life, calling the people from sin to a new life of grace. It all begins now in this inaugural address that he gives in the synagogue. This week across our country, many schools will be celebrating Catholic Schools Week. Since the days of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton and St. John Neumann, who established the parochial school system here in the United States, the church has desired that her children grow and advance in wisdom, knowledge, truth, and faith. Not only to know how to do math or science or history or the arts, but more importantly, to come to know who Jesus is, to understand him in the scriptures, to experience him in the sacraments, especially here in the assembly of the Mass, to gather together to become a community of believers in our school and in our parish is the hope and desire for Catholic Schools Week. For close to two centuries now, Catholic schools have helped young people achieve those things of knowledge and faith. I look back now at my own life, and I'm very grateful to my mom and dad for the sacrifices they made to put me through Immaculate Heart of Mary at McNichols High School. The values, the faith, the morals, the lessons that they taught at home were echoed in those two schools. And what those two schools offered to us besides the academics, but also the faith and the chance to go to Mass and time for confession and to reach out to service the community, all those things were echoed at IHM and McNick. And because of those things, and because of my parents, the call to become a priest was strengthened and confirmed as I went through Catholic schools. I know on behalf of Father King, and even for myself, I am grateful to the principal and the faculty and staff at Guardian Angels. You do a great service for others. You sacrifice a lot for the sake of your students. And each day you stand before them and offer them the best that you can offer, your very self in sacrifice and love for your students. and that is a tremendous gift. I remember many of my grade school and high school teachers because of that way that they shared the truth with me, not only in the matters of faith, but they enlightened me about science, or exposed me to the arts, or helped me deepen my appreciation for American history. Those teachers remain in my mind to this day, and I'm sure, teachers, you will do so for your students in the future. And being a former pastor and running schools myself, I know it's not easy for parents to make such a huge sacrifice financially, as well as many times time for the sake of their children. But it is a wise investment, and it will pay off greatly in the years ahead. I'm grateful to the parents that you chose guardian angels for your children. It is a wise investment. In coming to know the Lord Jesus, it is the greatest thing that we can do in our lives. And God always offers us that new opportunity, this new way of life of sharing with him and his son Jesus every day of our lives, that through wisdom and knowledge and understanding, we come to see and understand him better each day, especially here in the Eucharist. May we continue to seek him, to desire him, love him, and follow him, because that is the best thing we can do and will yield great interest for our future.